third and foremost to make sure no one dies. It's just a straight line through a cornfield.
Okay. Slight problem. Not really a maze. That's just a corn line, and that's hard to sell.
When my wife and I were first married, she was still getting her PhD, and she was working a lot of late nights in her little office. And I was going to visit her in her office one night, but the door to that whole building was locked because it was like probably 11 o'clock at night. And so I knew where her window was, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to do that thing where I throw little pebbles at the window to get her attention so she can come down and let me in because my phone was dead. So I'm like fumbling around in the dark, find a little piece of bark, chuck it. Bark doesn't fly very good. Doesn't work. I'm like, okay. Reach behind me again, start fumbling around again, grab something. Like, that's weird. What's that? It's a retainer! So I chucked someone's retainer at the window and was skeeved out by it.
Yeah. Ew. I never had a retainer. I've only seen people take retainers out of their mouth and it looks like the most disgusting thing. Like, it's just like I slobber everywhere as you remove part of your face, it looks like.
Yeah. That's what it's like. It's like this plastic mass that you jam up into your mouth. It engulfs your teeth in metal and pokey bits.
Metal and pokey bits. So I do have, I should say that I don't have a retainer, but I do have what they call an occlusal guard. So years back, my dentist told me we need to fit you for some kind of guard because you're grinding your teeth at night. I actually knew this already because my wife was happy enough to tell me, yo, you need to get something checked out because I can't sleep. It also sounds like I would wake up in like terrible pain because I'm like, guarding my teeth all night. So they had to basically form one to my teeth and then, you know, put on your teeth and then, nope, that doesn't quite fit. Okay, use this little Dremel tool to shape it. Okay, now try that. Yeah, that's about right. All right. So I do wear one of those and it basically just keeps you from biting down. It's just the two front teeth, but it still keeps you from biting down any of your teeth. And there was one morning I did wake up with it. I don't think I dreamed about it, but I definitely woke up with like something in my mouth. And I'm just like, oh, what is that? Ew. What did I sleep? Ew. And I was like, I pulled it out of like my back cheek where it was stuck and it was my guard. And I'm like, I'm really glad I didn't try and swallow that at night. That could have killed me.
The last time I went in for a dental cleaning, the lady was like using that metal pick they have to like scrape some crud off my teeth. And it snapped in half. In my mouth. Just...
Okay, so Chinese razors can't affect your beard. And the dentist's tools break in your mouth.
I think I might be Colossus.
I think your face has superpowers. I'm not sure about the rest of your body, but your head. Your head is very strong.
I just lead with my face.
Yeah, you just need to headbutt everything. You're Ram Man.
I can do this. I can make this happen.
I want to see a broken nose next week. Like, well... I tried some stuff.
Turns out I can't make
this
happen.
Yes, baseball bats will still hurt my face.
Or I'm going to come back like, Jason, my face is also baseball bat proof.
Baseball bat proof. I don't think that's a thing.
We'll find out.
So, it turns out it's hard to be a unicorn for an entire day.
Unicorns have been saying this for years.
I know, we just didn't listen. And I feel bad. I didn't listen to the plight of the unicorn.
Man, if that's true, maybe it really is hard to be a woman.
I'm not even going to acknowledge that means anything. I'm going to move forward with my unicorn story.
Okay.
So, I mentioned before that my work was going to do... Or that my team at work was going to do a group costume. We all bought these terrible, creepy animal latex masks, and we're going to wear them with, like, dressed-up clothes. And so that's what I did. And to sell it, the long walk from my car to, I guess technically the cafe to put my food in the fridge and then walk over to my desk, I did the entire time with the unicorn mask and the hooves on. This was difficult. I feared for my life. For most of it, because falling down the stairs could break my frail little body, and also getting hit by a car as dressed as a unicorn, while funny,
would hurt quite a bit.
You'd finally be a thing on Bing.
Yeah. We could talk about me.
Whoever hit you, you could call it virgin for the rest of your life. Only a pure-hearted virgin can kill a unicorn.
That would kill me. That would make me stronger. So this is my first indication that this was going to be a very difficult costume to pull off. I can literally see through the mouth hole that's very small and also farther away from my face because it's, you know, like a unicorn horse mask. So it's out here on the nose. So it's kind of bouncing around as I'm walking. I'm like, okay, well, this isn't reliable. So figured that out early on. And throughout the day, as we took photos or whatever else we did, I would have it on. We decided to do a long march around like our entire office complex, just walking through the halls as these creepy animals saying nothing. And by the time we got done with it, I took off the mask and realized I was sweating. I was hyperventilating. And my hands were tingling. So I was about to pass out from having on this stupid latex unicorn mask.
You should have.
I should not have.
That would have made a better show if you had just passed out and then, you know, you woke up and you weren't a unicorn anymore. You were just a regular horse.
Or came to and my whole body was unicorn. It wasn't just the hooves and the mask now.
He really has a unicorn.
That'd be a great prank to play on somebody.
How are you gonna do that?
You force them to wear the latex mask until they pass out, and then while they're out, you take their clothes off and you change them into unicorn costume, full body.
Lock them in a castle. You have a scary door and a Red Bull guard the thing,
and you have the because you have one of the costumes where you know there's two people in it. The other person is the hind leg. So you have somebody do that, and you make it feel like, well, you woke up, and now you're a horse, and you don't know how to make your back legs work because you've never done this before. And they move independent of your body. It's like, oh, no. Now I have to learn how to walk all over again.
If I turned into a horse, I would assume my back legs were my legs and my front legs were my arms. I'm not a centaur.
True. Yeah, a valid point.
I'm used to having four limbs. I'm really good at it. Now, if I woke up as a
centaur
and
really
or Goro, I'm awesome at walking, dude. I walk so good.
Thanks. I've never heard somebody trump walking, but I'm the best walker. You wouldn't believe my walking. Best walking. My shoes are so good. They help me walk.
People compliment me on my walk all the time. They always say they hate to see me go.
They don't.
But they love to watch me walk.
It's not a thing. Nobody says that.
Everyone says that. Nope. Everyone says that.
Nobody says that. Nobody says that to anybody ever. Even like Usain Bolt, nobody would say like, man, nice walking. Yeah, you walk good. Be like, yeah, you walk. You're able to continue going forward with momentum and not fall down.
Congratulations, you made it to the break room.
Yes.
Whoopty frickin' do.
Hashtag MAGA. So yeah, it was kind of a harrowing experience, but I was told that it was incredibly creepy, and I also was able to shadow box my friend who dressed as the horse. So he has the brown horse mask and a very, very dapper suit, and we stood out back of our building in this like field that's just a grassy field. We did that for a while. We like literally went out there and just stood like Children of the Corn style. Like the purge has happened and these people are coming to murder you. So the way our building is, it overlooks that. And so the upper floor is all account people. So we hoped they were just like looking out their windows of like, what the hell's going on behind our building? And then once we got done standing around and taking pictures, somebody said, the horse and the unicorn should fight. I was like, that sounds like a great idea. I can't see in this mask. He can't see in his. Let's accidentally fight for real.
Are horses and unicorns natural enemies in this guy's mind? Like,
I guess they looked the most similar, so they should fight. I don't know what the reasoning was. I was highly susceptible to suggestion at that point, so I just went with it. I was like, you know what? This should be fun. So I did a Conan O'Brien kind of wheeling fists and kicking up the legs, like old school boxer thing with it, and that got a few laughs. So and there's also video on Twitter that I will post in the show notes that
nice.
Goes with it. Yeah, it was good times. It's good times. So yeah, unicorn problems, they exist.
All right, well, that sounds better than Halloween at my office was. I got a cupcake with a Frankenstein on it.
Aww.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Halloween for middle-aged people, because that's mostly who I work with.
Yeah, that's the usual. I think the typical Halloween experience is pretty lame And here's some candy you can give to your kids, because you probably have kids, right? You don't have kids? Okay, just eat it yourself. Don't tell anybody. I assume that's the deal for single people. When they get the candy at work, it's just like, well...
Wait, when people give you candy at work, they're like, you better not eat this. This is for kids.
You're an adult,
and you have to eat a bran muffin. You adult.
I imagine that's the subtext. They don't say that.
No, people give me candy at work. That is going in my tummy right then, right now. Yeah. All of it. Nom, nom, nom. My kids get their own candy, and I eat half of that, too.
Another group dressed up as Star Wars characters did come through all of our areas and pass out candy. And happy Halloween, here, take some candy. And I took one, and the girl, like, you know, yanked the thing back. And I was like, no, no, no. I want another one. So I reached my hand back in, and she really kind of hesitated, just like, oh, nobody's taken two before. And these are like the bite size. These are like literally the tiniest candies you can get. So I'm like, that's not, come on. Don't be
okay,
this way.
Okay, Fatty McGee. You want to be our Jabba the Hutt next year? Two candy bars.
If there were full-size candy bars, I could understand that. But this was literally like the little tiny bite-size Milky Ways. I'm like, come on, let me have two. Of course, this entire conversation was had in silent. Like, I just...
It was a unicorn yelling at Princess Leia in my mind.
There was no yelling. It was just silent insistence.
Give me another candy bar. What?
Hey, guys, you didn't see that. She tried to take the candy away from me. I wanted two, and she only let me have one.
Unicorn don't stand for that.
Yoda, more like Noda. The girl that handed out the candy was dressed as Yoda.
So the other day, we decided we wanted to watch an episode of Scooby-Doo as a family. So we're all heading down to the couch. And my daughter has her Wonder Woman doll in her arms, and she's carrying it downstairs. And she turns to Wonder Woman, and she's like, we're going to watch a scary show. There's a ghost in it. Don't worry. It's just a guy in a mask. Be brave, Wonder Woman. And she sat down and watched Scooby-Doo with Wonder Woman.
Kids are cute.
I kind of wanted to correct her. Like, listen, Wonder Woman is not afraid of a Scooby-Doo ghost, all right? If Wonder Woman showed up in an episode of Scooby-Doo, she would stab that ghost right through the chest 2 minutes in and actually end up committing murder of an innocent.
I mean, it depends on which iteration of Wonder Woman you're talking about, but...
My iteration of Wonder Woman.
Okay. The war goddess who will not
yes.
be felled. Yes. I'm picturing the more cartoony one that's probably a little more lenient on the killing.
Okay, well, so then she would wrap it up with her lasso and, like, I'm not really a ghost. I'm old man Jenkins. Well, there you go. Saved you kids 20 minutes.
I always saw her being more of a defensive superhero just because of the cuffs. Those just told me that, you know, bullets bounce off of those. She's able to deflect those. And then she has the lasso, you know, that she uses to get the truth out of people. But, like, she doesn't really fight. And now they have said, no, no. Wonder Woman fights all the time. With swords and kills people because she's a warrior.
I like both versions. What I would love to see someone do is just really play up the Greek side instead of like have her be pseudo-American. That's always kind of confused me that she has our flag as underwear. But yeah, just like have her be like a Spartan, I think would be cool.
But she's not Greek.
She's basically Greek.
She's not. She's Themiscarian.
Themiscaria, yeah, but Themiscaria is a Mediterranean island off the shores of Greece, hidden by the magic of the Greek gods.
That is an offshoot of Greek, but is not Greek.
Closer to Greece than it is to America.
You're just being reductive to Themiscarian issues. You do this every time.
Look, all I'm saying is if they want to leave Greece, they should just vote on the referendum. They haven't done that yet.
As soon as you said, all I'm saying is, I really thought an actual racist thing was going to come out of your mouth. Like, yeah, you think you're talking about Themyscira, but no, you're actually talking about such and such. I'm glad that did not happen.
All I'm saying is Themyscirians can't drive.
Okay, that could be many different races, so I'm not going to call one out because that makes me racist. Then I'm the accidental racist. Whoops.
Every time my Chinese wife almost hits somebody, I'm like, you need to be careful or you are just going to make so many stereotypes come true.
Yeah. Every time she slams on the brakes and almost hits somebody, all the Chinese people are watching.
And all the women.
Yeah, that's true. You got the double-edged sword you got to hold. Be careful.
She almost hit one of my friends in the parking lot once at work. And then he's like, yeah, I was mad till I realized it was an Asian woman. And then I'm like, I probably shouldn't be mad.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I had like a 25% chance of surviving that, so...
I'm just lucky to walk away alive.
I'm just really happy I'm walking right now. It's also an insensitive thing to say.
My wife's a bad driver. I'll say it right now.
My wife would tell you I'm a horrible driver, but we're both decent, I guess? I've seen bad drivers, and neither one of us are it.
My wife hit a parking lot pole on the way to a job interview. Went to the job interview with her car all totaled in the parking lot, and then took the car into the shop.
I mean, you want the job, you gotta show your dedication to it.
She got the job, so.
I was gonna say, you should point that out, though. That could help.
So what are you gonna do after the interview? I'm going to the auto body shop, because I totaled my car on the way here, but I came anyway.
Yeah. Smash into some a-hole, I don't know. Gray hair, kind of tall, glasses. Oh yeah, it's the boss. Oh, well, I'll see myself out.
It's like, that's fine, all Asians look the same.
Is that the interviewer saying that?
No, that's my wife saying that.
Okay. See, that's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
The interviewer said that, then boom, you got the job.
If I'm going to be hypothetically racist, I'm going to do it in the way that's not racist, because she can say that.
Wow.
I might be able to.
So you're not even saying it through a character, you're saying it through your actual wife, who is not here to defend herself. Wish I'd married a minority.
It's great.
I too could have this immunity.
You get away with racism. Your kids get all kinds of weird benefits when they fill out forms. And, you know, you get to eat Chinese food more.
I mean, technically any meal she makes is Chinese food.
No.
Technically. I'm not saying everything she makes, boom, just all of a sudden has soy sauce on it.
Yeah, she made meatloaf last night and pulled it out of the oven. It was sesame chicken. How do you do that? Are you magic?
Chinese Jesus.
Thank you very much for listening. To find more podcasts from our network, head on over to www.digitalstrips.com. You can also find us at twitter.com/digitalstrips, facebook.com/digitalstrips, or soundcloud.com/digitalstrips.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.